Okay, let's be real. Do you know how much Jesus loves you?
You are being real with Owen Barley.
He's got more for you.
9:30 a.m. exclusively on Impact 103.
Good morning, good morning. It's awesome to be with you today. I'm Owen Folley and you're listening to Impact 103. It is 25 to 10 and we once again have an amazing opportunity to sit down and be real and challenge the way that we think and be transformed into the very image and the likeness of Jesus, which is love. Now, I'm laughing because when we get transformed into love, we can never lose. Love never loses. In 1 Corinthians 13 verse 7, it says, love bears up under anything and everything that comes. It is ever ready to believe the best of every person. And its hopes are fadeless under all circumstances and it endures everything without weakening. Love never fails, never fades out or becomes obsolete or comes to an end. So let me state this. Your victory and your freedom is rooted in your experience and your encounter with love. And the Bible states very clearly that God is love. So all we need to be able to be victorious, walk in freedom, have the peace, to be able to stand up in this day and rejoice in it and say, wait, God is in control. The only thing we need is to have our own experience and our encounter with God. 1 John 4:18, there is no fear in love. Dread does not exist. All right, let's just stop there. There is no fear in love. Dread doesn't exist. But full-grown, complete, perfect love turns fear out of doors and expels every trace of terror. For fear brings with it the thought of punishment, and so he who is afraid has not reached the full maturity of love. Is not yet grown into love's complete perfection. Man, love is powerful. Love is so powerful. It is the most powerful power in the universe. It's everything that we need to be able to thrive. Everything we need to be able to stand up. And just as yesterday we were talking about not being a victim. Why? We have victory through love, because Jesus showed us that he loved us. The Father showed us that he loved us. God showed us by sending his Son in the guise of sinful flesh so that we could become the righteousness which is in Christ Jesus. He did it for us. And what does she say yes to? She says yes to an encounter with Jesus, an encounter with God. And I'm telling you, once you experience love, it changes everything. I remember my moment. I remember it very, very clearly. I mean, I've been grown up in a Christian home until like I was 21. My parents love Jesus. My family loves God. But I was going to church and wasn't encountering God. I didn't have that experience where I met the person of Jesus Christ. And that when I experienced that love, it changed everything for me. I realized this is what I've been missing. Part of my heart was actually crying out and saying, God, why is it that I feel that I'm going to church, but I have no power in my life? Why? What am I missing? If you did these things in your word, why do I not experience the freedom? Why do I not experience the victory? And I didn't understand. And I was caught in this place where I saw myself as a victim that I couldn't get out. I was stuck. And in Romans 8:37, it says, amid all these things, and I'm going to say in the midst of all these things that you're experiencing, in the midst of all these things, we are more than conquerors and gain an a victory through him who loved us. We gain that victory through him who loved us. It's because of his love. It's because you encounter the love of Jesus that everything is different. But there's a choice. There's a choice you have to make. And you need to really choose what you're coming into agreement with. Because the Bible says very, very plainly, it says, when two or more come into agreement on a thing, it will be established. So what are you defining as your reality? Are you defining fear, coming into agreement with the thoughts that fear does, that fear gives you, that doubt gives you, that judgment gives you, or offense? Or are you allowing the real reality of who Jesus is to be the thing that you agree with and say, no, I'm not going to look at what it is that I'm experiencing. I'm not going to take a look at my emotions or what I can see, feel, and touch. Or I'm not going to look around me. I'm going to look to Jesus. I say yes to Jesus. I say yes to his word and his truth in my life. And I refuse to believe anything else. And once I had made that decision and said, God, I'm going to be real with you. I want a real encounter with you. I don't just want to carry on through my life experiencing these things that are actually like they don't bring me life. There's no satisfaction. I'm not alive. Help. And there's a scripture. It says in Isaiah 60 verse 1, it says, arise from the depression, the prostration in which circumstances have kept you. Arise to a new life. Shine, be radiant with the glory of the Lord, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. We have been speaking about the love of God and how it empowers us to live a life of victory. It's through love that we have freedom and victory because of Jesus. He's the one that loved us back to life. You know, and someone that I really respect in the Word of God is Job, because this guy went through it. He really, really did. And I remember I was in this moment when I was feeling that I could not get past this situation that was happening. I was just feeling so stuck. And God took me through to Job 1, and it was explaining where the enemy is coming before the throne of God, and he's saying to the Lord, like, I've been all over the world seeing who I can devour. And God says to him, well, have you considered my servant Job? And I must admit, when I read that, I was at this moment, I was just like, Lord, why would you expose Job like that? Why would you put him, you know, like invite the enemy to come and mess with his life? And God took me towards the end of the book. And as I read the end of the book, I realized that God had taken him through that trial and that situation because, firstly, he wanted to reveal an aspect of himself that Job would never have understood about God unless he had gone through the situation with God. I never would have found out that God is my provider unless I was in a position where I needed God to provide for me. I never would have known God as my healer unless I was in the position that I needed God to be my healer. And so God wanted to show Job a certain aspect of his faithfulness and how great and powerful he was, even in the midst of trial, even in the midst of you feeling like I am a victim. And Job was feeling like, man, I've feel like I've done everything right. God, why are you against me? And God came and he showed Job who he was and then said, because you've been faithful through this, I'm going to bless you with double. And it realized, it sunk in, it hit my spirit. I realized, wait, God, you put him through this situation because he was built to handle it. You are love. God is love. So he knows the plans that he has for us, plans to prosper us and not to harm us. So his motivation and intention of his heart is to love you and to bring you into the fullness of what you were made to be. And how are you going to do that unless you face the enemy, unless you face trials and temptations. And in 1 Corinthians 10:13, it says, no temptation, regardless of its source, has overtaken or enticed you that is not common to human experience. Nor is any temptation unusual or beyond human resistance. You are able to resist it, human resistance. Why? Because God fills you with his power and enables you to stand above it. And this is what love does. It carries on in that verse and it says, he is compassionate and trustworthy, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability to resist. But along with the temptation, he has in the past and is now, and will always provide the way out as well, so that you will be able to endure it without yielding and will overcome temptation with joy. This is what God has promised us. He'll never take us through something we cannot handle. And it's for us to change our mindsets now that we have love and power inside of us that enables us to endure anything that comes. And there is an impossibility of defeat because Jesus is with us, because his love will never fail. And it's because of that love that we will continue to be victorious. You know, talking about love and talking about who God is and needing to experience his love, I've been thinking about applying this practically, because here I'm being real, it's all about exposing something that we don't have and changing our mindset to something that the way that God sees it. I mean, God said in his word that we do not think the way that he thinks. Our thoughts are not his thoughts. Just as high as the heavens are above the earth, so are his ways greater than our ways and his thoughts higher than our thoughts. So it's so important to take his word and to start changing the mindset. And this is what I really feel is, let's read in his word about what love is, because it's describing who he is and how we need to be acting in this world. Because he said, love God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, all your strength, and love others as we love ourselves. So how do we do this? 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4. Love endures long. Now take every moment and every word that is being said here and say, am I living this? And where do I need to change? And allow the Holy Spirit to really show you what you can work on with him. Love endures long and is patient and kind. Love never is envious, nor boils over with jealousy. It is not boastful or vainglorious. It does not display itself haughtily. It is not conceited, arrogant, and inflated with pride. It is not rude, unmannerly, and it does not act unbecomingly. Love, that is God love in us, does not insist on its own rights or its own way, for it is not self-seeking. It is not touchy or fretful or resentful. It takes no account of the evil done to it, and it pays no attention to a suffered wrong. Thank you so much for joining me today. It's been an honor to speak to you about the love of Jesus and how that really transforms every single thing in your life. Getting into that encounter, getting that experience with him, you're filled with his love. And then you're able to do the same things that Jesus did and even greater things than these, because your spirit and your mind and your heart is all aligned with his. And then you become the sign. You become the sign that society is actually looking for, because you're filled with love. You act in love. You're working in love. And that's what it's all about. So please, if you want to re-listen to this, please feel free to go onto impactradio.co.za and just go through to our podcast and re-listen. I'll make sure I post it up again so that you can really make sure that you have everything that God wants for you to be in love with him and to want a hunger and a desire and a thirst to really seek after him and not stop until you get it. So stay tuned to Impact 103, because we've got Tuesdays with Tondi coming up, and Man, I look at Tondi. I mean, I've been around and I've just seen how, the way that he is, you know, how he gets involved with everything, how he has such a servant heart. He really does shine when he's showing that love, just like we all do. So just remember, keep it real with your relationship with Jesus. And remember that Jesus really does love you.